Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Horticulture Week podcast. I'm Rachel Forsyth, senior reporter at Hort Week, and this week we have a very special podcast. I'm joined by the lovely Kate Cooney, Paul Greener and Gareth Wilson. Thank you so much, guys, for being here today. Now, because I know you all wear a lot of different hats, I thought today I'm just going to get everyone to really briefly introduce themselves and just explain what those hats are. So should we kick off with you, Kate?
Yes, I'm Kate Cooney, and I'm one of Perennial's partnership managers alongside my colleague Phil Swainson. My responsibility with Perennial is to act as the interface between business and trade associations and Perennial itself. Perennial, for those of you that don't know, is the UK's only charity dedicated to helping all of those in horticulture who are working in or retired from and their families. And that includes garden designers and landscapers. If you work with plants, trees, flowers and grass, we're your trade charity. That's us.
Perfect. Gareth?
Well, I'm an expert witness in landscaping. I am a mediator. I lecture in landscaping as well. I still do a little bit of landscaping, but I only build like sort of RHS shows like Chelsea and Hampton Court. That's what I do really day to day. Oh, and I do mentorship as well. I mentor landscapers as well online.
Amazing. And Paul?
Yeah, hi. I'm Paul. I'm a landscaper based in West Sussex. I'm also a trained mediator and training to be an expert witness under the guidance of Mr. Alan Sargent.
Fantastic. And if anyone is wondering what has brought us all together today, in a move straight out of Calendar Girls, Perennial recently released its Naked Gardeners calendar. And Paul and Gareth, you're two stars of the calendar alongside some other familiar faces. So I thought we'd start off from your side, Kate, because you really kicked this off.
I didn't kick it off. This is our fourth Grubby Gardeners calendar, and it started back in 2014, and a group of friends who are predominantly head gardeners, who all worked in horticulture, thought it might be fun to raise money for Perennial by making a calendar. Four calendars, here they are again, and that That's how it started off. This calendar, however, and Paul and Gareth are our latest stars, came about. It was shot last November, and one of my colleagues, who is, along with Darren Jacks, my colleague and friend David Wyndham Lewis, phoned me up one cold day and said, "We're shooting the calendar in a couple of days' time, and a couple of our models, in inverted commas, are poorly with COVID, and I'm a couple short. Can you open your little black book and phone up some of your contacts in the industry?" So I phoned up. Paul is one of my go-to people that I talk to, Paul and Craig Nestor, and I'll come on to Gareth in a moment.
Oh dear.
Paul was an absolute darling, rattled through with me. I explained the situation, and I started the call with Paul. "I know you're a fabulous supporter of Perennial. This is, and you and I are good friends. This is the weirdest phone call I am ever going to make to you."
I can concur.
I'm going to ask you two questions. One, what are you doing at the weekend? And two, would you mind going naked for Perennial and featuring in our latest calendar? Paul said, "I'll check with the other half." And yes, and by the way, if you're short, in Paul's inimitable helpful manner, started rattling off a load of other people that are duly called, including Gareth Wilson. Gareth, when I came to Gareth.
Sorry, Gareth.
Yeah, thanks for this, Paul. I didn't realise this bit.
Just put me right under the bus.
Yeah, just a little bit, mate. Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, Craig Nestor from Habitat Landscapes was sold already, because he'd made the fatal mistake of saying, "Kate, I will do anything to support Perennial."
That's a big mistake.
You know, I took it to the extreme. Gareth, I phoned, and strangely, you were already booked, weren't you, Gareth, when I called you?
I was. I can't remember who booked me, though. But, yeah, I was already on board when you rang me.
Yeah. So we had a little general chat, and off they went. And that, to be really honest, Rachel, was the end of my contribution to the calendar.
Amazing. But that is where the story begins for you, Gareth and Paul. What was it like to take part in something like this? And what kind of drew you to get involved in the first place, apart from Kate's persuasion skills, of course?
Well, one thing that persuaded me was, I've got something to do and I need to get Kate off the phone to just say yes. So, but to be honest with you, I thought, from my point of view, I don't know about Paul, but my point of view was, I would like to give something back to a charity. Absolutely. that does so much for everybody else. And, you know, I've known Kate a while, and I've built show gardens for Perennial back in 2015 at Tatton that Paul Harvey Brooks designed. And I thought, you know what? They do such a wonderful job. I can't say no, because, you know, you've got to give something back into this industry. So that's why I was up for it. I could have done with a bit more time to lose a bit more weight, but you know what? Off the all the clothes came, and that was it. So yeah, but I had a great time.
And what about yourself, Paul?
So it was one of the most random questions I think I've ever been asked, and certainly not something I'd ever even consider to do, even on a rugby tour. I got to be honest, there's a lot of people out there that have been struggling for a long time. I think when Kate phoned me, actually, I was having a low period myself. And I figured if there was something that I could do to a bit tongue-in-cheek and give a little bit of a giggle back to the community and try and, you know, we're real people, landscapers, and it's just a show that we care about the industry as much as Perennial does, and if we can help them raise some funds to help other people, then yeah, why not?
Absolutely. And Paul, you kind of touched on there, you were struggling yourself. Do you guys have any other examples of how Perennial is really helping people on the ground that you see sort of day to day?
Well, from a personal point of view, and I'll just say I had an accident back in 2014. I slipped and fell through a floor on a project that I was doing. And I severely damaged both my hips and my knee. Unfortunately, at the time, I had other circumstances going on, which I won't go into. And it meant that I wasn't in a position to take time off to have the operation that was needed. I was running a business, got two children, got a mortgage to pay. So I carried on working. And in 2019, I had the operation. So I'd been walking on it for several years, which had caused other back problems. And I had the knee surgery. I ended up losing all my team of five and also my secretary. And basically didn't earn for, well over a year and a half. And at that time, I really was low, really, really low. And I knew of Perennial anyway. I'd done a mud run for them in 2018 to help raise funds. And I contacted them. And it was a very, very long time before I built up the courage to contact them. And my circumstances had changed quite significantly. And they were fantastic. They were great. They you know, sent a caseworker down who was, you know, quite on point, really. You know, they do a very good analysis of everything you are and your personal circumstances. And, you know, do you have children? Do you pay rent? Do you have a mortgage? And, you know, they managed to just take a little bit of pressure off me with a few things. They couldn't solve my problem. They couldn't solve my situation. But they did manage to advise on a lot of things that gave me different focus. And they buffered my situation until I got back on my feet. Started to build up another team of people. And then, unfortunately, COVID hit. I still hadn't built up enough team. My legs were still playing up. And I went on to work with another local landscaper to me, which was great, fantastic, through the COVID period, which just enabled their business to function, but also, you know, helped me just, you know, keep my head above water. And then I managed to, 2020, build another bit of a team back together again and got back on my feet again. So they were fantastic.
Yeah, they really are such an amazing organisation. Kate, is that something you see fairly regularly, where people take a little bit of time to kind of reach out to you guys?
Yes. Well, we want, and this is the beauty of the partnership scheme, that the more people see us, I was talking to you earlier, Rachel, about, you know, somebody speaking on our behalf, and our partnership scheme is, it sounds more credible, you know, with all due respect. Mm. I am absolutely passionate and dazzled almost on a daily basis of the different ways in which Perennial helps people in the industry. But the best advocates of us are. And this, you know, Paul and Gareth have hit on it today about fundraising can be a giggle. But when they speak on our behalf and all our other partners speak on our behalf and our supporters, that is far more powerful and encourages people more as well. It takes a lot of courage, and we try and make it as easy as possible for people to reach out to us. You know, we say, put up our posters, put them on the back of loo doors, put them inside your vans, on the back of the van doors, wear your Perennial partner badges, just talk about us. And, you know, the support that we have from people like yourself, Rachel, as well, of just, because I can stand up and I can chat from the rooftops about what we do and why you should support us and why you should come to us if we're needed. But it has more, it resonates more strongly when somebody that you know, I'm a podgy middle-aged woman. I don't look or sound like a landscaper, or, well, maybe I'm generalising a bit, but when landscapers bare their soul, it's more relatable.
Or bear a lot more.
Pun not intended. But we make it as easy, and there's different ways of contacting us. And we kind of have three tiers as well, in terms of, we invest a lot of money in our website and downloading apps. And actually that appeals to younger people as well. In the technological age, they can have a virtual chat if they want. And also we've made it easier that people can refer other people with their permission as well via our web, you know, website and online form. And then they can call, and our caseworkers have been regularly, my colleagues in the casework team have regularly been described as angels. They're absolutely not. Oh, thank you, Paul. They're absolutely non-judgmental. They've seen it. And what's a big problem to a lot of people? Our caseworkers have seen it and heard it before. Nothing phases them. So it's just to encourage people to get in touch. So it is an issue. And let's face it, and I'm going to sound really sexist here, particularly areas like landscaping are roughy, tufty, proud, hardworking people, and they're men. And, you know, it's fellas, you know, there can be the most awful issues and they're fine. You know, they're absolutely fine. And what we're trying to do as an organisation as well is have our prevent strategy that if people, no problem is too small, which sounds weird. But if people come to us with a small issue rather than waiting to get, you know, it's better for people to talk to us because they're worried about a letter from the Inland Revenue than come to us while they're, you know, their house is being repossessed. And so we liken it to, we'll pull people out of the water when they're drowning, but what we'd really rather do is get to them upstream and, you know, stop them toppling in the first place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm intrigued, Gareth, as to what you kind of see on the ground as well.
Well, I can remember I was working on site a while back. It was probably about 4 years ago. And there was a guy there and he really, really, really was struggling. And Perennial took him on board and they actually retrained him. They got him his digger driving license and things like that. And the next time I saw him, because I didn't know him well, but I worked on the same site as he was on. And the next time I saw him, he was like a different person. He'd found his mojo again. But he was in a place where I'm like 51 or two. God, I'm 51 or two. I shouldn't be saying this, but anyway. But, you know, I'm 51 or two. What have I got to offer? I've got nothing, you know. I can't go back to school and I can't do this and I can't do that. But Perennial gave him the confidence. They found him the training and, you know, they gave him the guidance. That's the key thing. They gave him the guidance.
Yeah.
Held his hand all the way through. That's what I'd like to say. They held his hand.
So important. And so with this calendar, it's not just about raising funds then, is it? Is it about kind of raising the profile of Perennial as well as its stars? I hear Paul's already had a autograph request, but
I kid you not, I have just left site on the job that I'm doing here in Hayward Heath after signing three further calendars for a beautiful garden designer locally in Hayward Heath, who's then spreading the word to other places this Christmas. I kid you not, I've just taken a photograph. I'll post it later.
Sounds like I need to move down to Hayward Heath then.
Gareth, give us chance.
But it really is an amazing way to raise a profile because it's such a good talking point. And like you said, you can have a giggle with it, but behind it's something really important.
Is there a pun there? Is that a pun intended?
On a serious note, though, I mean, Paul won't disagree with me here. We actually never, when we arrived at 8 o'clock, we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into. We didn't know, you know. I travelled for a couple of hours. Paul's probably travelled for about 4 or 5 hours and 4.5 hours.
4.5 hours the night before.
You know, and we saw Craig Nestor and Howard White and all the rest of them. And David Wyndham Lewis, Darren Jacks, and we never stopped laughing from the first scene. Oh,
it was a good
it was
day.
Absolutely
yeah, it was
hilarious.
Day. So embarrassing.
We were all in the same boat, weren't we? We're all in the same boat. We were all embarrassed, but we just got on with it and we had a laugh. We had a really good laugh and just got on with it.
We had a lovely lady designer, Gillian Goodson.
Gillian, yes.
Who's a very, very tall lady. And she sort of towers above most people apart from Gareth and Howard White. As Gareth always had to sort of scoop another bit. But after about 250 photographs in each scene, Gillian was happy she had enough photographs to work with. And I don't know what happened to the other 249 photos.
I think they may have made a collage. Yeah,
someone's making a tidy profit out of them.
I don't know. I hate to think. There was a lot of nope. Sorry, Gareth, turn to the left a little bit. Yeah. Craig, yeah, you need to turn to the right a little bit. That's better.
Just put that leaf a little bit further to the right.
bend down to that perennial look. Get that perennial flower in there. it was very embarrassing. And cold. And cold.
Speak for yourself there, Paul.
But so fantastic. And what's the reaction been to the calendar, other than all the mad rush of autographs? Has there been a really good reaction to the calendar?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, why not? I mean, it's something fun.
Yeah.
And it's us just, you know, Gareth, no different to Craig Nestor. I'm a little bit lesser down that chain, but you know, we're quite well known in the industry, and hopefully through certainly through Gareth and Craig's contacts and some of the people that I know, hopefully we can get greater exposure of the calendar to a wider audience, basically.
Well, Craig's been in the local paper, hasn't he?
I have.
Yeah, I'm in the local. Oh, you have as well, of course.
This week.
Me too. I'm in the local paper this week up north. So yeah, we're getting.
Send us the link. I'd like to see that.
We're getting maximum exposure, should I say?
Goodness. If anyone's listening, you can take a drink every time there's some sort of pun. I feel like we're hitting some sort of record here.
I just did of a brew dog, down to earth and easy drinking.
What is interesting is that it's for the first time ever it's gone into reprint. So already,
no,
yeah,
really? Oh my god,
yeah.
That is amazing.
How many?
I don't know figures.
Well, I know what the first run was.
Yeah, so it's first run. So we've gone into the second run.
Amazing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's going really well.
Proving hugely popular then.
And I think it's twofold. Obviously, the profits from the sale of the of the calendar go and help fund the work that we do. But also, it gets people talking about us. And this afternoon, bizarrely, Laura Cloak, who's our trading manager, and I asked her permission if I could. I said, actually, this is really strange because I'm going to be speaking to Hort Week with two naked gardeners later on. but she knew of us. She knew somebody that had been one of our previous models, and that's how she knew of Perennial. And as a result of that, they want to become a gold partner.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
I was saying to Rachel earlier on in the month, I said that I have been to board meetings where, in fact, my first ever meeting as a perennial newbie, I met the marketing director of a very, very large amenity company. And she said, I don't like the way Gareth implied that I hassle people.
Something caught in my throat then.
At least you didn't have any thumb screws.
But I went, you know, I found out who this organisation were. I said, you know, we need to talk about how our partnership works. She had never heard of us. And I went along. And then she said, oh, actually, she said, I've just remembered. She said, you were the people that did the Naked Gardeners calendar, weren't you?
Oh.
And yes. And so that conversation alone has since generated in excess of 10,000 from one organisation.
Wow.
Because absolutely they heard, fantastic.
Because they heard of Perennial because of the calendar.
That is brilliant. Yeah, that is so brilliant. And just before I sort of wrap things up, I wanted to run through some of the things you guys offer support with, and you can fill in any gaps. So it's health and wellbeing, obviously, managing money, you've got debt advice, financial support, legal help, training in careers, support for families? Is there anything else I've kind of missed?
I would say that the key thing is that it's a tailored, obviously there's a lot of information on our website and mm-hmm. our apps, but I would say the key thing is it's a tailored one-to-one assistance that we provide. And I adore Perennial. I'm very proud to be part of the organisation. The only thing I don't like is that I don't have because our service is bespoke, you can't say it in one line. So helping people access statutory benefits is one of our key areas. Mm. Last year, we helped secure, I think it's 1.3 million in statutory benefits that people didn't know that they were entitled to. Gareth mentioned our training in education. And that's to help people improve their outcomes in the industry, whichever sector they're in. Of course, we help people cope with disability and poor health, whether that be mental or physical, and homelessness, those that are struggling with financial hardship. You've mentioned everything else. And of course, one of the saddest things is dealing with bereavement, Yeah, it's very diverse, the range of services, but they are all tailor-made to whatever that person needs. So we don't say, right, this is what we do and this is what you're going to have, whether you like it or need it or not.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic, fantastic charity, and it's a pleasure to support you guys in whatever way we can.
Thank you.
So our last question is one we always ask our guests, and that is, what plant would you take to a desert island? So should we start with you again, Kate?
No, I'll go last this time.
Okay, we'll start with you, Paul. We'll do it the opposite way.
I'm going to have to say hemp. If I was stuck on a desert island, I think hemp. I think we've relied too long on manufactured, cloths and fabrics and ropes and such like. Hemp takes you right back to the basics, where you can pretty much make anything you like out of it.
Amazing, Gareth.
I think that I would take a lemon tree. I would like to take a lemon tree.
Nice.
Yeah, because, I mean, you've got the vitamin C there, which also helps with colds and things like that, and it'll build up your immune system. So, and I think, it's not going to be any antibiotics on the island, so I think a lemon tree would go down well.
Perfect.
I'm the least horticulturally qualified, and I'm very conscious of who I'm being interviewed by. My gut reaction, I love desert island discs, so I think about what music I would have all the time, what would be my luxury item. I think I'd be sentimental, and obviously I'd be there by myself. There is a rose named after me. Well, it's after my husband and I, and it's William and Catherine. And, of course, I am Kate and married to Bill. I don't think it's the same with William and Catherine. but joking aside, I also, because I'm a great believer in, if you don't understand something, and as I say, I don't come from a hawk background, if you don't understand something, one of the lovely things about all sectors of the industry is, in the main, everybody is really keen to share their information and their knowledge. So I actually phoned up my friend, David Lewis. I phoned a friend.
Cheating.
And I said, yeah, I did. I cheated. But I'm not cheating because I'm telling you about it. And I phoned up David Wyndham Lewis, who's ironically hosted this calendar and was one of the people that has been continually
bottoms in the back photo.
I don't want to know that, Paul. So David advised me. I said, David, what would you take? I've just been asked this question. And he said cassava.
Ah.
Because he said it would grow well on a desert island. You can eat the roots. You can eat the leaves, although you need to be careful with the leaves because they've got cyanide in them.
What's he trying to tell you?
I know. He said they have beautiful, and they have beautiful waxy flowers. He said, so you can eat and it will give you something nice to look at.
Perfect.
And it's perfect because it's also a perennial.
Oh, well, that has tied a beautiful bow. Yeah. That has round up that podcast beautifully, Kate. Well done. again, so thank you so much, guys, for coming on the podcast today. We're huge supporters of Perennial here, as I said, so it's been great to chat a bit more about what you guys are up to. And thank you so much to Paul and Gareth for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us.
I'm Rachel Forsyth, and this has been the Horticulture Week podcast. Make sure you never miss one. Subscribe or follow Horticulture Week podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your preferred podcast platform. If you are interested in producing a podcast with Hort Week, email us at hortweek@haymarket.com. Huge thank you again, guys, and goodbye for now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.